This is the Closet Geek, episode 130 for September 29th, 2016.
Closet Geek, coming to you each week in Closet Geek. All things of geeks critiqued in Closet Geek. Comics and games and tech in Closet Geek. Lego, Star Wars, Star Trek in Closet Geek. We are not nerds, we have some social skills to call our own.
Hey guys, and welcome to The Closet Geek, where geeks come out, the podcast where four brothers have united their powers to become the four horsemen of geek to bring you the latest in geeky news. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and with me I have just currently one brother, John! Woo.
That's right.
That's right.
The only one that matters.
our man of many talents and full of knowledge, but Ryan and Michael should be joining us shortly. They are currently having technical difficulties, but we figured we could just get started without them, and they could join us right away. So let's just jump right into it. Let's jump into the first segment of the show.
This week in geek.
This is This Week in Geek, where we talk about things we did geeky throughout the week, things we love, and things we recommend for you guys to check out. So, John, what did you do geeky this week?
I mean, not a ton. I did fire up and play a little bit of Destiny again.
All right. That's twice now. Like,
I know,
that's
twice in 2 weeks.
That is weird.
Man, I'm hardcore now. I got a new TV.
Yeah.
So I had to kind of test it out.
You have to experience gaming on your TV.
Oh, honey, I just want to see what it looks like on the new TV. That's all.
That's all. I just want to make sure it looks good.
And trust me, yeah, it was amazingly glorious.
Oh, I bet it
on
was.
The big screen. So, so played a little bit of Destiny. And then we've actually, as a family, we've kind of been binge watching the first season of Supergirl. To get caught up, we never finished the entire season last season. So we're now that it's on Netflix, we're just been binge watching through it
and
trying to get caught up. We love it. I mean, it's not necessarily like the best written show, but just like the overall sense of optimism.
That's
pervasive in that show. We just really like it.
That's what I've heard about the show, is that it seems more like what you would think Superman type storyline characters would be, where it's just full of hope and goodness and lo and behold, it was criticized for that.
Why we like it.
What did you want? Another Gotham or something?
I don't know. I guess people see. It was funny is that. I mean, you're right, because some people they want their superheroes to be more like realistic and gritty or whatever. But then when they like a superhero show like Man of Steel or Batman vs Superman comes out, everybody hates it because it's like, oh well, now you're just trying to be too dark and too. It's like, come on. You can't have
what
it
do you want?
Ways.
What do you want?
I know. Right.
So
we've been watching Supergirl, trying to get caught up, because the next the season two starts next week.
Yeah.
So we wanted to get all caught up for that.
Cool. And Michael is here.
Yay, Michael just joined us.
Oh, did we already start?
We started.
Yeah, we already started.
Oh gosh. So, I'm not late.
You
guys started early.
Earlier today, we talked about in our chatting that we had started at 7.
You said you were good to go.
7:30 because...
Oh, see, I just saw that we were going to start today, and so I figured it was our normal time.
Oh,
no. I didn't have time to actually read.
Oh, you're one of those people.
That's okay. You're here
to... You don't really read the message. You just are like, okay, yeah, good. I'm good with it, whatever. So
you're here now.
Sometimes that's how it is.
still working my way through Stargate SG-1. and still reading Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell. I finally got to the point where the gentleman with thistle down hair has essentially kidnapped Arabelle.
Okay.
And then Jonathan Strange. I just got to the point where Jonathan Strange saw her in Barry.
Yeah.
And so he now knows. Yeah. So he now knows that she's not really dead.
Not dead.
And so yeah. So now
which changes everything.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And then like I haven't quite figured it out yet. I haven't. But apparently like Jonathan Strange has been banished to some like dark tower in the middle of Venice. And so I haven't really figured that all out yet, because
you figure it out.
Like I literally just like I literally just read that like page, and so I have that's where I'm at. So I haven't really figured out the details of what that's all about yet.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so that's kind of where I'm at in that book. But yeah, that's about it.
Cool. Mike, did you have a chance to do anything geeky this week?
I did. I started and finished an anime series.
Nice.
Ow.
So I ran into a show called The Tales of Zestiria. I think I might have talked about it last week. I'm not sure.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, it's called Tales of Zestiria the X, and it's a anime based off of a video game series, but it's super high quality, really great, and I enjoyed it. The first episode is an epilogue, which will confuse you, but it makes sense once the show actually starts.
They like to do that, don't they?
It
starts at the end and then goes back to the beginning.
Well, it's not even that. It just kind of starts in the middle of a story, and so you don't know who the characters are, you don't know what's going on, but by the end of the episode, you're like, okay, everybody's dead. Well, guess we're going to start the show now.
So, nice.
I mean, it's essentially just like reading any other book that has an epilogue. It is sometimes a standalone story that maybe helps explain a bit more about a character's, you know, history, but it's not necessarily the main storyline.
Yeah.
You know, or something of that nature. But it works out, and I really enjoyed it. It was 12 episodes, so it went fast and furious, but I enjoyed it.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Other than that, I've just been starting to get things organized for Anime Bonsai in a few weeks, and yeah, that's about it. I mean,
cool.
Got a little bit of time in with the 3.4 update for Final Fantasy 14, which they added so much more content. I'm like, I am so far behind.
So far behind.
But then I have to remind myself, you know, there's kind of a good thing about being far behind is you have plenty to do.
That's right. That's one way to look at it. Ryan, are you here with us now?
I'm here, yes.
Okay. Your technical difficulties have been somewhat sorted out?
Oh, it's awful. Apparently, my computer made me sign in as wife under her Microsoft account.
Oh, okay.
And she was saying that she had my computer background. For some reason, my account is not.
I think we're still having technical issues.
I just got a pop-up that says you're. Okay, if I you know, sorry to use that phrase. I know it's sensitive to people, but
we didn't hear
that's okay. That's okay because you were edited.
Your computer edited you.
You're coming in a little choppy.
Okay,
coming in very robotic.
So it's kind of funny. Like you're like, I don't mean to say that, but we're like, we don't even know what you said. So that's okay. All right. Well, we're happy to have you here, even if you are glitchy.
Only
it's awful. It's awful. So, anyway, I'm going to play D&D with a new group next week.
Yay! Oh, there you go. Awesome. That's fun.
I can kind of listen.
Awesome. All right. Well, I'll go ahead and go. So Mike reminded me, he said he has been watching some anime, and I guess I had as well. When I told you that I binge watched S.H.I.E.L.D. while I was on a business trip and I didn't really have anything else to watch, and I'm like, you know, I never finished Naruto Shippuden, and so I'm like, oh, I'll just start. I binge watched that a bunch, and the great thing about all the episodes being there is I can skip all the filler episodes. So like all the you know, episodes about the past, you know, this, let's do 7 episodes about this person's past. I'm like, I don't care. Get to the battle.
So, yeah. They did just announce that Shippuden's ending.
It has officially ended after 14 years.
Yeah.
Naruto Shippuden.
Now they announced the end of the manga not too long ago, but then they also announced that the anime is ending.
Yes, but they already said that they're going to do a new one too.
They're going to do a new manga series.
Yeah, but eventually that will be turned into an anime. Yeah. But
Japanese call it a light novel. Isn't that what the Japanese call it, a light novel?
No, it's manga.
Is it a manga? Okay, I thought it was more of a novel type.
But it's
gonna be a manga.
I've been enjoying that, and I'm on like episode 380 something now or something.
Oh,
like
so
that.
You're almost done.
Yeah, so I have like a
hundred. You only have like 100 left.
I have like 100 or so episodes left. But I'm going on a business trip next week, so I know what I'm going to be binge watching some Naruto.
Have you now? They also
interest.
They also recently announced that Bleach was ending as well. Yeah. The anime for Bleach is ending.
I never watched Bleach.
Oh, you should. It's really good. I really like Bleach. Well, see, Michael,
I was 114 episodes in, and I was like, I'm done.
I didn't finish the series by any means. I think I probably got about as far as Michael did. But I really liked it. I actually liked it in a lot of ways. I liked it more than Naruto. It's got the same overall kind of feel to it, but, you know, cause it is a shonen type anime.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think what I didn't enjoy about it is it felt like 8 minutes of every episode was filler. You know, like last time on, blah, blah, blah. And so you're like, it didn't feel like you got a full episode. And so it felt like you watched the same Dragon Ball Z-esque, where you watched like the same portion of the fight 3 times over because.
Right. So you only get like 10 minutes.
So you're really,
footage.
You know why DBZ only took technically 3 seconds and it took 3 episodes. Yeah. This is so Dragon Ball.
You know why DBZ is so popular though, is because it was the first major like shonen anime that came to the Americas. That's why so many people like it, is because it was their first exposure.
It was their first dose.
But if you enjoy Naruto, then definitely I would recommend Bleach.
Yeah, I'll jump into it when I finish Naruto, whenever that is. But most of my geekiness has been dedicated to Overwatch, and my wife has been binge watching one of her K dramas, and so she's like, "Do you want to play a video game tonight?" Yes. Yes, I do.
That's so fun.
So, like, almost
like,
every...
I'll let you play video games if you let me watch my Korean dramas.
That's right. So, almost every night this week, I've been playing Overwatch.
That's awesome.
And I'm playing only competitive mode, and I'm trying to get to the next rank, and I got within 7 points. I only needed to win one more match, and then I lost, like, 3 in a row. And so I went like way down, and I'm like, now I have to work my way back up. Yeah. So, but I won a match right before we started recording tonight, and so
there you go.
That helped me a little
back
bit
on the path.
That's right. But also in Overwatch geekiness, but also news, the Overwatch Open happened this week. So you had the North American teams competing earlier in the week, and you had the European teams final today. And so the winner from the North Americans and the winners from the Europeans. So you have the Misfits from Europe and you have Team Envious from the Americas are going to battle it out for the grand final tomorrow on public on TBS. So it's going to be available for people. Granted, it's going to be in the evening time. It'll be at 10 Eastern time. But it's going to be there for people. Like if they're clicking through the TV stations, they could stumble across it and find it.
That's cool.
The casters do a fantastic job. It's really entertaining, but of course, like anything else, if you don't know the rules or the characters or what's going on, it'll be super confusing, but I know what's going on. And so I'm just like, yeah, go. Some of those matches were so intense. It was crazy. really, really enjoyed watching those. I probably won't be able to watch the grand final tomorrow, but I'll maybe watch it after it's recorded after the fact. But the winning team will get split $100,000, and then the second place winners will split $65,000, and then so on and so down all the way down to 16th place. That gets like
now. And a how bit. Many are you usually on a team? Five,
six, six on a team.
Six on a team.
And with a possible sub. So there's they usually bring seven people with them, and of course the coach, and that's usually their team. But yeah, it was pretty awesome to watch all of that, and just to like I learned so much too, just watching them. Like oh. I should totally do that next time I play, and everyone's mind will be blown. So it's lots of fun. So that's basically what I've been doing, and really been enjoying that. And yep, that was it. Basically, my week. So all right, that's it. That's it for this this week in geek. And Ryan's computer crashed again. It looked like he's no longer with us. But we know that he's starting a D&D group next week. Yay!
That's good.
That's good.
He got his good. Chime in.
That's right. And that's right. Let's go to the next segment of the show.
The Weekly Geek.
This is The Weekly Geek, where we talk about geeky news that happened throughout the week and stuff that's interesting that we want to talk about. So, yeah.
Actually, we're kind of getting caught up.
We are getting caught up because we were gone for a month. And
well, plus, like last week, we talked about the TV shows.
The preview.
The time before that, we did the movie preview, which didn't actually get recorded. And so we haven't actually done like a regular weekly
news. We haven't done a news update for a while.
For like 6 weeks. It was like the middle of August since the last time we did anything.
But we won't. So but we won't cover everything, obviously.
No,
but we'll,
there were a lot of big things.
We will hit on a lot of the highlights and maybe the things that we, of course, are interested in the most. But let's just start from the top of our show notes that we have going on. So, in movie news, they have released six different teaser trailers for Ghost in the Shell. But the thing is, they released six of them because they're all only about 10 seconds long.
Right.
And so.
But it looks great.
I thought it. Yeah, me too.
I think it looks cool.
Because there's a lot of people that are like, oh, it's getting so whitewashed. Scarlett Johansson.
I don't know what they're talking about.
Blah, blah, blah. But I thought it looked. I was like, that's Ghost in the Shell.
It felt Masamune Shiro. That's It did have a really captured his feel.
Right.
You know, it's just kind of a dark future. You never know what you're looking at. Is it real? Is it not real? You know, not in the sense of, you know, inception of dreaming, but, you know, a person could be cybernetic. You would never know it. Yeah. Or it might be an android, you know, although those are usually set aside a little bit more. But it's just that awesomeness of just, I really got a kick out of it.
Well, and I think they kind of hint at that and at one of the little teasers about, like, you just don't know because you have the two girls and they're looking at each other and then she's like, "What are you?" Like, maybe it's like, oh, she's realizing she's, you know, a robot,
not
a robot,
completely
basically
human. Yeah,
which is kind of silly because it's so out of context. But for the people who don't know, it makes you go, oh, do they not know that they're, you know, not all human? And I'm thinking, no, you know, cyber.
That's normal in society.
You know,
yeah.
It's cybernetics is very common. However, full conversion.
Like the only thing human in her is her brain, right?
Her brain.
No,
yeah.
No. Not even her brain is human.
Oh, that's right. It's a cybernetic brain.
It's a cybernetic brain. And that's the whole premise of the ghost in the shell. You know, is my mind and my personality and everything me, or is it the
program? Yeah.
And, you know, and that's kind of the story. And so that's a lot of the people in Section 9 have cybernetic brains because they're faster and so forth. The one person in the group who has the least amount of cybernetics is Togusa.
Because he only has his eyes, right? Like his
even have his eyes. He has a general neural implant.
Allows
him
to communicate with everyone else
and
yeah.
so forth. And it makes his eyes see things because it plays with his you know,
that's
visual
why I thought
cortex.
It was his eyes.
Yeah, but it's not technically an enhancement of the eyes. It's just the brain going, oh, I think I see this, and so it gives him a heads up display and so forth sometimes.
Gotcha. Cool.
So it's but he's like 2% machine.
Yeah.
Unlike human. Yeah.
Completely.
You know, unlike the major and you know, you have
Bato,
who's 100%. But then you, once again, you have the guy in charge, right?
Aramaki.
Who has no cybernetics.
Yeah, he's
right.
You know, and that's something that is always pointed out in the movies, the TV series, and the manga. Is he always has some sort of interface that he uses because he doesn't actually have like interface plugs and so forth like a lot of these guys do.
Yeah.
So interesting stuff.
Well, yeah. So I mean,
it looks really interesting.
They did what they were supposed to, which was get people talking about it.
Yeah.
You know. So yeah. So everybody's all excited about it now.
So there's been some other new trailers that have come out with a new sci-fi movie with Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence called Passengers. Essentially, the concept of the movie is there's this big space station type ship that is there. Everyone's in cryogenic sleep that are trying to go to, I don't know, Mars or another planet.
Like, yeah, another galaxy.
To find somewhere else to live type of thing. But for some reason, in the middle of the flight, two people wake up. And that's Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence. And then it's like, it almost felt like kind of like Event Horizon type of feel to it, where like the ship is going crazy. Like the ship has a mind of its own almost type of thing. And they're like trying to battle against the ship while saving everyone else. And
isn't that 2001 A Space Odyssey?
Yes.
I
always thought Event Horizon was like the ship becomes possessed, not like an artificial intelligence.
But it's still.
Yeah,
they're battling the ship.
It looked really good.
It looked good though, and I like Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence. They're both great actors.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to learn more about it as it continues to be released. But I think it is coming out this Christmas time.
Yeah, it comes out this fall.
Yeah.
Which is funny.
I don't know exactly when, but it is coming out.
I'm not sure either. But a new trailer came out today.
Yesterday
for Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, kind of giving you a little bit more of a taste of what the movie's going to be.
Yeah.
And it looks really, really, really awesome.
Fantastic.
Oh, pun intended. I'm actually, but this is just me. I am more excited to see this than Rogue One.
Really?
Yes, I think so. Hmm. I just love that world,
the wizarding
world and magic and everything. And it'll be really cool to see what kind of beasts and monsters they come up. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm super stoked for Rogue One, but I think if I had to, you know, if someone said pick one or the other, I might pick Fantastic Beasts over it. But so the trailer just looks really awesome. And I finally, Ron Perlman, is he the Goblin?
Yes.
Because when the Goblin was talking, I'm like, that's Ron Perlman. Because I knew I knew he was in it, but I didn't know who he was. And then when he talked, I'm like, dude, that's totally Ron Perlman.
Yeah. That's Hellboy.
That's he's a Goblin. Looks good. Make sure you have that marked on your calendars. That comes out in November, which will be the big November movie. At the end of November, beginning of November, of course, November. It will be Doctor Strange. New trailer for Disney's Moana, which also comes out.
The actual, like, real trailer.
Yeah, which actually comes out in November as well. And that will be, of course, the big family movie for people to go see.
Right.
I'm gonna take my kids.
Yeah, I think it looks great.
And I think people are being silly about the whole movie.
Well, everybody's always silly about, somebody's going to pick apart anything that they can. Yeah. And I don't know.
So a lot
of the stuff that they're saying is like, yeah, what? Really?
Well, the other thing is just like, you know what? Get over it.
You don't have to see it.
It's a movie and they're not trying to, you know, say what your culture is like or anything like that. But anyway, Batman Tactical Suit revealed. Looks a lot like some of the video games that have come out about his tactical suit.
Well, I mean, it looks a lot. This is the picture that was revealed. I think it's part of the Justice League movie.
That's what I was wondering. Is it part of the Justice League movie? Or is it standalone?
Batman solo? I don't think they've started working on the solo movie, though. But, I think they're still in the writing process.
Are you sure? Because, I mean, they had all that footage of Deathstroke, which we know is going to be.
I think he's going to be in the Justice League. Oh. I think it's like a cameo.
Like,
scene.
Oh, he's a cameo in Justice League.
Where they're setting it up.
I bet you, of course, he'll be in the Batman standalone movie, but maybe he is, like your stinger at the end of the movie type of thing.
Oh, yeah. That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So the tactical suit is kind of interesting because, it does, kind of bring a lot of the imagery from like the video game.
Yeah.
But it also looks a lot like the. I want to say hi. Okay.
Okay.
My girl wants to say hi.
Hi, Alex. Hi.
Look up. There you go. All of her uncles.
That's right. All the uncles.
All right. Hi. All right. Okay. Now run away. But it also it kind of pointed out, and they were showing that it looks a lot like the costume. From like the Ryan. Oh, and we can tell that Ryan's back.
Ryan's back.
Robo Ryan. We'll just call him Robo Ryan.
you're still really choppy there, buddy. But thanks for coming robot. Back. We still
you're here in you're here in spirit.
That's right.
But then also a lot of people pointed out that it looks a lot like another character from a Zack Snyder movie, The Watchmen. The character Night Owl.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of similarities to the Night Owl costume from the Watchmen movie and this new tactical suit. Yeah. But it's kind of
all right, guys.
Everything.
Ryan
speaks. I think he was just signing out.
I think he's done.
He's like, I'm out of here.
I'm out of here. All right. We love you, Ryan. Come back another time. So that's it for movie news that we have, but something that is next on our list, it was talking about TV, or I guess you could kind of say not necessarily TV, but streaming service. There is a new Pokemon, but it's a web series. It's called Pokemon Generations, and they have 3 episodes out now, 3 or 4. And I haven't watched them yet, but I'm going to. I'm going to watch them with my kids. Well, but it looks
they're only 3-4 minutes long.
Yeah,
it's not like a full
typical web series where, you know, one episode will be like a single battle between two people type of thing. But it looks cleaner and cooler looking than your typical Pokemon anime, and so I'm excited to check it out just to see what it's like, you know.
Yeah, 3 episodes so far.
Yeah.
So they're releasing the episodes every Friday. So I expected there should be new episode released tomorrow.
Yeah.
So like every Friday they're going to release a new episode. And I don't know how many total episodes they're going to be, every Friday they're releasing a new episode, and each episode is about, you know, 4 or 5 minutes long.
Which is cool that the Pokemon company is like letting them do that.
Yeah.
So that's
It's really cool.
That's cool.
And it's on YouTube, so it's free.
If you just just type in Pokemon Generations in YouTube and you'll find it. So yep. I don't know about this next one. So there's gonna be a Doctor Who spinoff? Is this the one about the kids?
Yeah, it's about it takes place it's called Class, and it takes place in the school that if for anybody that like watches the Doctor Who series, the most recent companion, Clara, she taught at this school. And so the new series is based on the students that go to this school. And it's basically about them, you know, versus, you know, aliens and such. But it's Peter Capaldi, the latest Doctor, is going to be in the first episode. Like a guest star to kind of get it launched. So that's pretty cool because we haven't had a Doctor Who episode in almost a year, and it's not going to be until sometime next year when the next season starts. So it's kind of almost like a interim Doctor Who episode. The series does start in the UK in at the end of October, but it's not going to come to BBC America until I think March.
Okay.
So for those of us that are here in North America, we'll have to wait a little while before we can access it. But for any of our listeners that are in Europe, they should be able to access it starting at the end of October on BBC Three, I think, is the channel that's carrying it. But the fact that there's not going to be any Doctor Who until sometime next year, I think it's great that they're going forward with this kind of spin-off series. For anybody that's familiar with Doctor Who, it has had a number of different spin-off series in the past. Torchwood is probably Torchwood. Its biggest successful.
The Adventures.
The teacher. I can't remember what her name.
The Adventures of Baron Munchausen.
No. She was one of the previous companions.
Mary. Oh gosh, I can't even think of it right now for some stupid reason. It'll hit me like a ton of bricks, and like, I feel so silly for not thinking of it right now.
So there have been a number of Doctor Who spinoffs, but this is the latest. So a lot of people are really excited about that. Those of us that are big Doctor Who fans are looking forward to this.
Yeah, definitely. So just to skip the gaming section to go quickly down to the tech section, obviously there was the big Apple conference revealing the iPhone 7 and iPhone 7 Plus and all that stuff. I mean, sure, it's great and all, but, you know, the big controversy, I don't want to call it a controversy, but the big thing is, like, to, you know, they got rid of something else that people are going to have.
Don't forget to drill the hole for your headphone.
So there is going to be no headphone jack. Of course, you can still
get rid of the 3.5 millimeter. No, yeah.
But I mean, you can still use it with an adapter. They have their special wireless earbuds, but you have to buy those separately.
Yeah.
For $160.
What?
Because they're wireless Bluetooth.
They're not Bluetooth. Earbuds. They're not Bluetooth. Samsung. They're Lightning something.
Oh, please.
No. Lightning's the name of the port. No, yeah. The headphones are Bluetooth, and that's why a lot of people are upset, because Bluetooth, Bluetooth doesn't do very well when it comes to audio.
Yeah. So the thing is, it's like, I'm going to spend $160 on these wireless earbuds that will probably get lost. That's all I'm saying.
Well, especially if you have kids.
Exactly, because they're going to grab them and lose them for you.
Right.
Or swallow
them. Yeah, so it's kind of interesting because I just saw, like, just today, I saw that, I don't know if it's like an official case from Apple or if it's like a third party case, but it's actually the case itself
is the charger.
What it does is it creates, the case itself has a 3.5 jack built into the case. So what the case does is it plugs into the USB-C port, and then instead of utilizing the USB-C port, it has this 3.5 jack. So there are third-party manufacturers that are finding ways to get around the fact that it doesn't have a headphone jack, and either with some kind of a dongle adapter or like the case itself that will allow the 3.5 jack to be utilized. But I also think it's kind of interesting because the new iPhone 7. I mean, yeah, it's a little bit faster because it's got, you know, higher processor and a little bit more RAM and stuff like that. But other than that, you know, there's really not a whole lot difference between it and the iPhone 6. I think in a lot of ways, they're just cranking out these phones every year.
It's water resistant now, though.
Well, yeah, I just don't know. I don't know. But see, the thing is, though, is that
the market
still
of cell phones, especially smartphones, is essentially plateaued. Like,
well, you know, I don't know if that's I mean, it seems like that's the case. It just seems like the newer phones that are coming out aren't necessarily all that big innovation from the previous generation.
Yeah.
It seems like what Michael was saying is that the technology seems to kind of starting to plateau, where you're really not seeing much of a difference between generation to generation, and that's really obvious in this case with the iPhone. There really isn't a whole lot of difference.
There's a couple of slight upgrades, like just a little bit, but nothing to be like, oh my gosh, I need this phone. There's nothing like that this time.
And yet, it like sells out day one. You know. People are in line for hours to go to get this brand new phone.
I'll never buy first generation stuff anyway. Never, never, ever. That's a tip from the Closet Geek.
So the other big tech news that's kind of been out in the last little bit was the fact that the Samsung Note 7 phones have been exploding.
No. They've been catching fire. They've been catching fire
out of like hundreds of thousands.
But let me tell you,
it was enough that they had to do an official recall.
They recalled. You know. But it's funny. I was actually on a flight recently for one of my business trips, and in their announcements, they say
if you have a Note 7,
you cannot have it on. At all.
Other phones you can have
on airplane mode and whatnot.
That was the case 2 weeks ago, but it's not anymore because everybody got their replacement phones.
Well, you know what?
And yet
I will let you know because I will be on the plane on Tuesday. So if they say it again, well, I'll let you know.
It is interesting. Well, because
that's their own prerogative.
They did do the recall. They said, okay, we figured out what the problem is, and they said that it was only affecting a certain particular phone that came out of a particular factory, and that all the other phones were fine.
Yeah.
However, there's been some reports of new reports of the Note 7 phones having charging issues and catching on fire from China, which is where they said that you know, none of the phones in China were affected by this manufacturing defect, and yet we're starting to get reports. So,
well, that's why they did a whole recall. Well,
and the manufacturing defect is the lining of the ion lithium battery. For right, some reason, yeah, the lining in the battery creates a connection with metal, and so as it charges, most likely, it gets too hot and basically can catch fire or heat up.
It's the same problem that the hoverboards had, where the hoverboard that exploded. It's because of the lithium battery that they had in it.
At least
that's what you get for not getting, you know, Tesla batteries.
Or like we said earlier, when it's regarding your tech, do not buy first generation. Wait for 3 or 4 months until the second generation comes out and they work out all the kinks.
Right.
I think the biggest, going back to the Apple conference, my favorite thing about the Apple conference, Super Mario Run.
Super Mario Run, that's right.
Nintendo had the man come out on stage and... Nintendo man.
Yeah, Shigeru.
I know.
But he came out and announced Super Mario Run. Essentially, it's just another endless runner with some tweaks to it. But it's Mario.
And it looks so cool.
Yeah. But this is just the stepping stone to Nintendo mobile games. They've talked about how they're going to be doing a Fire Emblem mobile game. They're going to be doing an Animal Crossing mobile game. And they announced one other. I can't.
Those are the only two that I know of.
There was a third one. I can't remember, but, you know, I think, you know, eventually we'll see a Legend of Zelda, you know, mobile game stuff like that. And I think Nintendo should have been doing this a long time ago, but maybe they just wanted to wait until the technologies was to a point where they felt their games would shine a little bit better.
Yeah, I always felt like, you know, Nintendo's like, well, if you want to do handheld gaming, guess what? We have a 3DS.
We have a 3DS.
And you could do handheld gaming on that. We don't need to develop.
But people don't want to have a 3DS in their pocket and their phone.
Well, yeah, it's true. It's only been until recently that they've actually decided to really look at mobile gaming as a serious thing. And So it is going to be exclusive to the iOS family for the first little bit. Yeah, they say that it is going to come to Android later.
Later.
But they haven't said when it's coming to Android. I would say 6 months. Come out after Christmas.
It does cost money.
But it's only like $2 from what I understand.
No, they didn't say a price. But they said that there will be no in-game transactions, and there will be no, like, they will basically, we are not going to ask for any more money except for what you purchase straight up.
So no microtransactions.
No microtransactions or anything like that.
No commercials.
Yeah, so that's nice.
I mean, especially if you're going to pay for it.
Yeah.
Then you should, you know, not have to deal with all that stuff.
So I mean, that's what's going on right now. I mean, there is some gaming news. Of course, Sony had their conference. There is also the Tokyo Game Show.
The Sony, you know, they announced their PS4 Pro.
Which is
their big 4K gaming console that's going to be coming out. They also announced the newer model of the PS4, which they're kind of calling the PS4 Slim.
It's a Slim.
It It's unofficially, honestly, I think they're just calling it the Slim because the media
because
is
everyone's
like,
gonna call it the Slim.
Everybody's gonna call it that, and so Sony's like, whatever.
Officially, it's not the Slim. It's just the PS4.
Correct.
Yeah,
it's just the PS4.
It's just the latest.
It's just an upgrade.
It's just the newest model. Yeah.
So that's technology changes, and they start skimping where they can.
Yeah.
So it is. I mean, it is smaller. It's not.
But essentially, I think we're going to be seeing more of this along the line with console gaming, where we are going to be getting updates. Like we're getting the PlayStation 4 Pro. What in 6 months or a year from now are we gonna see the console take the smartphone route where there's gonna be a new console every single year every 2 years?
Sony has said that this is the only PS4 update that they're gonna be doing for the foreseeable future.
There's nothing else you need to do.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, sure, while the hardware of the world continues to ramp, software is still lagging.
Right.
And so until we can create games that are truly going to utilize every iota of a console.
Right.
You know, so, just use what you got.
Well, there's a lot of industry experts that are kind of saying that this is kind of going to be the end of the, new generation of consoles, that they're kind of getting away from that whole, going from one generation to the next.
Waiting 10 years to bring out another generation.
I think what they're saying is that, the PS4 Pro, nothing that is going to come out on the PS4 Pro is going to be only for the PS4 Pro. So games that are released are still going to play on the PS4
compatible, yeah.
But they're just going to play on the PS4 Pro at a higher graphic fidelity, capability,
resolution,
and the same thing that Microsoft is doing with the Xbox. They're eventually coming out with their, Project Scorpio,
yeah.
Whenever and whatever they officially call it at the end. But, but everything that is coming out on that is also still going to be playable on the Xbox One. So there's really no longer this generational gap between one console to the next. It's one ecosystem of consoles. And so I think it's kind of interesting that's the direction that they're going, instead of releasing a brand new console and saying, okay, now if you want to play games on this console, then you have to buy this console.
Yeah,
they're getting away from that.
Well, and we even see with Xbox with their part, they are a Microsoft company working with Windows 10, where a lot of their games are going to be compatible for Windows 10. Which is awesome. Like, one of their newer games that has come out is called ReCore. It looks pretty awesome. It's a, fun platformer-esque game. And I can play that on my PC without having to buy an Xbox. And so that's awesome. And I just wish Sony would do something like that as well, because I want to play Uncharted.
The only console that I know of that is coming out in the near future that is not going to be that truly is like a next generation type thing is the new Nintendo console that's coming out,
which is going to be codename NX. We don't know what the real name
is
going to be.
It is going to be a completely new generation where it's not, they kind of said that it's more than likely not going to be backwards compatible
with
the
Wii
stuff
or
the Wii U. That it is going to be a completely new generation. In fact, they've said there's rumors that they're going to like a cartridge format.
Yeah.
That the technology for the solid state memory, the flash memory, has gotten to the point where they can put a full game on a flash memory cartridge, and have the capability of doing that, kind of like what they're doing with the 3DS. Cartridges.
Yeah.
It's a full on game just in this little teeny cartridge, because the technology is available. But there's a lot of rumors going around about the NX.
Yeah, there's nothing confirmed, but there's a lot of rumors.
Nothing officially has been. Yeah, there's plenty of rumors going around of you know, and quote unquote leaks that have come out that like, oh, this is what it's going to be, but nothing officially has been announced. So everybody's kind of waiting with bated breath to see, you know, whenever Nintendo decides to officially, you know, reveal this new console and exactly what it's going to be all about.
I mean, it has to be relatively soon-ish.
They said it's coming out.
It's coming out next fall.
March.
Oh, yeah, it's coming out in March. Oh.
Yeah, springtime.
Well, they got it.
It's supposed to be coming out. So
they got to get on that then.
Yeah, a lot of people are thinking that they're probably going to make some announcements, you know, in the next month or so. There is I think there's a Nintendo event in November, and I think a lot of people are expecting that they're going to make the announcement then.
Did I miss that they gave it the official name for their console?
As far as I know, they have not.
It's still code name NX. It's not. As far as I know,
yeah, they haven't said that that's anything. The official name. They just
okay.
Right now, it's just the NX.
I just felt like for some reason I had missed something, but I guess not.
yeah, I don't know. Like I said, they haven't really made any official announcements at all. But the latest leak that kind of came out was when the games director at Ubisoft was talking about the NX, and he was talking about how it really is an amazing console, that it really is a hybrid between a handheld and a home console.
Yeah.
So that does kind of confirm some of the rumors in regards to what the NX is going to be.
Yeah.
There's a rumor that it's going to be some kind of a device that'll allow you to, like have some portability.
Take it away and then like plug it into your,
but then there's going to be like some kind of a docking station that you'll be able to dock it to and then be able to play it on your TV. But again, all of this is just rumors based on, you know, supposed industry leaks. Nothing official has been announced, but
heck, half of the industry leaks are people going, wouldn't it be cool if an article?
Yeah, that's true too. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see when they finally do reveal what it's all about and when it's going to be coming out and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So lots of cool things coming out. Lots of what ifs and have to wait and sees. But, you know, but there is one thing that we can do right now, and that is geeky trivia. Woo-hoo! All right. Mike is in charge.
I am in charge. And when I am in... No, sorry.
I am the leader.
Yeah, you are drunk. I am in charge.
you are in charge.
You know, I was kind of mulling over what trivia we've done in the past. And I was like, we've done everything.
I know, right?
What's there to do, right?
It sure feels like we've done everything. I thought,
you know, in my book, you know, I'm going to take this. I'm going to take this to our dad. Is he was the general trivia king. If it was just like just general trivia, just stuff.
That man had a brain full of facts.
And so I think, you know, as I always kind of, you know, just like in the profiles for the Closet Geek Horseman, I kind of tout myself to be a jack of all trades, master of none type of trivia guy like my dad. So I decided, let's do general trivia.
Yay!
All right.
So this
I like
is
general
this
trivia.
Yeah, this is going to be kind of fun, and I have a very large list of just fun. I tried to find fun general questions, not like, you know, complicated stuff, but just fun stuff.
All right.
So, for example, let me grab my pencil and paper so I can keep track of the score.
Okay. Right.
Because, you know, you never know who's going to win when there's just the two of you.
That's right.
It's on. It's a coin toss.
Bring it on.
Okay. So, which instrument has 47 strings and 7 pedals?
Piano.
Harpsichord.
Organ. No, that doesn't have any strings. 47 strings and
7 pedals.
A piano forte.
A harp.
Oh, a harp. Right.
I didn't know they had that many pedals.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's cool.
There you go.
That's good. So, right. Yeah. So whose face was said to have launched 1,000 ships?
Helen of Troy.
Yes, John. Helen of Troy.
Good job.
So how many bones does an adult human have?
206.
I will go with that. I would also would have accepted 207.
Okay.
Because, yeah, you have the hyoid bone, which isn't technically connected to your skeleton, but it is a bone.
Gotcha.
So, all right. Now, water boils at 212 degrees on which temperature scale?
Fahrenheit.
Yes, Barry, Fahrenheit. In Celsius, what temperature does water boil?
100.
Yes, John, 100.
Dang it.
All right.
So close.
Yeah. And there you go. So these are based off of nursery rhymes. Ooh. So here's some nursery rhyme general trivia.
All right.
Okay.
Which traditional children's rhyme was about the plague?
Ring around the rosies.
Yes, John.
What?
Just beat out Barry.
What?
I'm going strictly by my listening because I didn't want to look at you guys.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, I'm chewy.
I know. So, all right. So, who sat in a corner eating a Christmas pie?
Tom Thumb.
Jack Nimble.
No.
Wait.
Boy Blue.
Little Jack Horner.
Yes, John, little Jack Horner.
Dang it. I knew it was.
I was like, I know.
You guys were figuring it out.
Yeah.
So,
we'll get it.
Where did the lady wearing rings on her fingers and bells on her toes ride to?
Oh, gosh.
Sure about that. I guess you'd need to know your nursery rhymes.
Yeah, I know. I know which one you're. I just don't know it well enough to. York.
France.
Banbury Cross.
Banbury Cross.
All right, moving on. What is the Italian word for pie?
Pie.
No.
Pizza.
Yes, John, pizza. All right. Let's see here. Which Australian marsupial enjoy eating eucalyptus leaves?
Koalas.
Koala.
Ooh, I'm going to give you both a point. That's a tie.
Oh, come on now.
In nautical terms, what is the opposite of port?
Starboard.
I was just about to say that.
All right. How many bones are there on a skull and crossbones flag?
Three.
Yes, John, three.
Ugh.
Although I would have also accepted 26. Because the skull has 24 bones.
That's right.
All right. Okay. Excuse me. What is the world's tallest tree?
Redwood.
Sequoia.
Yes. So it is one of the three sequoia, which is the redwood. So I'm actually going to give you both a point because they're essentially called the same thing, redwood and sequoias. Very cool. See? General knowledge.
That's right.
Which two metals create our wonderful figurines that are made of pewter?
Carbon.
No.
Aluminum and tin.
I don't know.
Two metals make pewter?
Tin is a... iron and...
Aluminum and...
I don't know.
Steel.
I really don't know.
Tin and lead.
Oh, tin and lead. I had the tin.
Lead. Why lead. Didn't I think of lead? That's
yeah. Dumb. What was Louis Armstrong's chosen form of music?
Trumpet.
Blues.
Oh.
Jazz.
Yes, jazz.
Okay.
There you go. All right.
Yes, he played the trumpet.
Yeah. Right. Yes, he played the trumpet. What name was given to the soldiers who protected Roman emperors?
Praetorians?
Yes, Praetorians.
What?
The Praetorian Guard.
That's funny.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Go, John.
Who sing about being an Eggman and a walrus?
Beatles.
Yes, Beatles. That was John. Just John's beating me out, Barry.
Ka-choo, baby.
Yeah. All right. Here's an interesting one that'll make you think just for a second. How many sides in total would three triangles and three rectangles have?
30. No. Yes.
Three triangles and three rectangles.
Right. Should be 30. Is it not?
No.
Because each triangle has four sides.
Right.
Are you talking about... And then each rectangle has six sides.
What? No. A triangle you are thinking three-dimensionally.
Triangle has three sides and rectangle, not pyramid and four. So you have nine times.
You're right.
12 plus 9 is 21.
21, yeah.
There you go. You were thinking three-dimensionally.
I was thinking three-dimensionally.
Yep. Like I said, I did not say pyramid and cube. All right, here you go. What is a manzanilla?
A sandwich.
A manzanilla.
It's a cheese.
Tree.
It's a light sherry or a drink.
It's a sticky cheese.
What is manzanilla? Yeah.
Entomophobia? A fear of bugs.
Yes, John, a fear of bugs.
Good job, man.
Nice. Who invented the bikini?
Joe Bikini.
A guy did.
Yes, a guy did.
Obviously not invented by a woman. It was a man that invented it.
Okay. When did the French Revolution end?
1820?
No.
No, I'm thinking Napoleon. Never mind.
I'm thinking Napoleon too. Dang it.
French Revolution. No, I don't. No,
1799.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
History is not my forte.
You know, it's general. There you go. In J.M. Barrie's novel,
Peter Pan.
Where did the Lost
Neverland.
Boys live? Yes, Barry, Neverland. So, name the doctor who was played by actors Tom Baker, William Hartnell, and Patrick.
Doctor Who. Robin.
Yes, Doctor Who.
I was just about to say who?
Who? Which Russian town suffered an infamous nuclear disaster?
Chernobyl.
Yes.
Dang it.
John. All right. Let's go with another nautical term. What is the opposite of windward?
Aft.
No, this is
bow
would be
port.
Windward.
So if you're going if you're going away from the wind, essentially.
Wayward.
Ooh.
Wayward.
You're close.
I don't know.
It's leeward.
Leeward.
You're close.
That was close. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. All right. So, last couple more.
Yeah, two more.
All right.
Two more.
All right. Okay. In women's gymnastics, what is 6'6" long?
The beam.
Yes.
Dang it.
John, the beam. Oh, man. So, what famous novel featured Joe, Meg, Beth, and Amy March?
Grapes
of Wrath.
Little Women.
Yes, Barry, Little Women.
Good job.
Nice. All right.
I finished strong there.
There you go. So we'll do three more.
Oh, okay.
Three more.
Three more.
So name the Chinese writer born in 1550 or 551 BCE, known for preaching high moral standards.
Sun Tzu.
No. Nope. Sun Tzu.
It was Japanese.
No. Yeah.
Wait.
Confucius.
Yes,
dang
Confucius.
Couldn't think of it.
All right. So let's see here. What is the world's largest island?
Australia? Madagascar.
No. Madagascar's smaller than Australia. John already said Australia. Yes, Antarctica.
Oh, I was thinking like height.
What's funny is people think Greenland because they see the maps and they're like, oh, it's so big. But in true size, when you're talking about actual land mass, not what the maps look like.
Yes, because the maps that we are so used to seeing are incorrect.
Very incorrect.
That's right.
Have you seen that West Wing episode where the guy goes to the White House and shows them like the map that we're used to? They're like, we need to replace these maps with what the land really looks like. And it showed what the world really looks like. And the lady's like, we're not going to do that. And he's like, what? Why? Because he's like, it's true. He's like, because it's weird.
you know what I recommend to our viewers, because we're talking about this, is go to thetruesize.com. And if you go to thetruesize.com, what you can do is you can click on countries, states, and
compare them to each other.
And then you can actually drag them around the map, and it will adjust the size of its true size based off of its actual size versus what the map shows. And so if you took, you know, like Australia, for example, you know, which is pretty dang big, but then you compared it to something else. Yeah, it's pretty fun.
TrueSize.com.
All right.
Last question. TrueSize.com.
Last one.
Last question.
All right. What is...
your favorite color.
What? Yeah. This is... Oh, no.
Oh!
So, talking about Monty Python, who created the animation for Monty Python?
Terry Gilliam, sorry.
Yes, Terry Gilliam. There you go.
Bob.
The one I was about to ask is, what is the painter and sculptor Michelangelo's full name? And I'm like, nobody knows this one, so I moved on.
Michelangelo Badante Rappicini.
Michelangelo Smith.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right.
So,
and the winner is
John by a landslide.
Yay!
Because Barry kept
slightly behind, just a little slow.
Yeah.
So
we're talking like
Alaska really is like huge, like ridiculously huge. Like
Australia is literally gigantic.
Half like all the western states.
Yeah, but what's cool is if you drag Australia over Antarctica, they are almost the same size.
Oh really?
They are almost the same size. Antarctica is just a titch like Texas larger, I think.
Nothing on Alaska.
Yeah, Texas.
Oh yeah, Alaska's giant. It's so cool.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, that's...
Yeah, you could lose yourself for hours.
I am. Thank you guys for listening to The Closet Geek. I appreciate your time and your support. You can find out all our information at theclosetgeek.net, but please interact and join us on Facebook. We love it when people comment on, and we're always posting awesome things that you want should be up to date on your geekiness. And you can always email us at theclosetgeekpod@gmail.com. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review our show on iTunes, Stitcher, and anywhere else you can find a podcast. And join us next time. We are the Four Horsemen of Geek, minus Ryan, because he's not here. Technical difficulties. But we remind you, and even him, to wave your geek flag proudly.
You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.